Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, March 25th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Couple of responses to the conversation about the upcoming budget. It's kind of interesting because the comments pretty much in alignment with everybody else. Tim Tarjeff, member of the Sheboygan Public School District Board, the only sure way to control government spending of our money is not to give it to them in the first place. As soon as your dollars leave your hands, the potential for abuse escalates. Why does it escalate? Because we trust the people that we elect to be state representatives and state senators to be smart with our money. Honestly, I would like to see a change in their oath of office. I would like the oath of office to be expanded and for it to include something like, I agree, or I will act as a fiduciary to my constituents. What is a fiduciary? Somebody that has to look out for your best interests. Isn't that what we're basically asking these people to do? Go to Lansing and represent me. Make sure that my taxpayer dollars are being spent wisely. Not willy-nilly, not on these pork barrel projects, not $15 million to study fresh water in Traverse City. And that if I do not act as a fiduciary, or if I fail to act as a fiduciary, I agree to resign my seat within 48 business hours. 2 days, I'll pack up my stuff and I'm gone. Something to that effect. Back in the day, we had Ken Borton sign a no tax increase pledge. He signed it. I told him to give him a copy of that to the Speaker of the House. If you are going to put together any type of bill that requires tax increases, I'm off the bill. No accountability, no follow-up, have no idea whether or not he has upheld his pledge to that no tax increase. Dave in Sheboygan says all this money needs to be kept at the local level in our township, cities, villages, and be honest about our money. They're not going to do that. Talking about the four-year-olds being dropped off at public schools now. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's plan for pre-K public education. Well, the president of the Onaway School Board says free indoctrination for four-year-old children. They have to get to them early. It's exactly what they want to do. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State Union address said, oh, well, this will save Michigan families $10,000 a year per child. Yeah, because you don't have to pay for daycare. Just go ahead and bring them into your local elementary school at age four, and we'll take care of them for you. They want to get their hands on the kids sooner. Pure and simple. Pure and absolutely simple. Well, it's kind of interesting because this is an election year. This will be the largest turnout in the history of our country. based on the way it's shaping up, based on the candidates, based on the way the process is playing out, rematch of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, but there is now a third-party independent, Robert F. Kennedy, who's now starting to factor in to the numbers. And I think it's tomorrow, Tuesday, he's going to be making his announcement who he's picking for vice president. I believe it's going to be the former veteran and U.S. Congresswoman from Hawaii. I think he's going to go with Tulsi Gabbard. I think. We'll have to wait and see. But three different Michigan polls in Michigan. One being done by Mitchell Research and Communication, polling of 627 Michigan voters conducted this past week with a plus or minus 3% margin for error. Donald Trump's leading 47 to Joe Biden's 44. But it's within the margin of error. According to another one, 1,100 Michigan voters, March 13th through the 18th. It's a little bit of an older poll, week and a half ago. This was done by the Communist News Network, CNN. Trump's at 50%, Biden's at 42%. Then a third one done by Emerson College, supposedly almost the same time period, March 14th to March 18th, 1,000 voters, plus or minus 3% on the margin. They claim it's a 50-50 tie right now in Michigan. I don't believe it. In the calendar year for 2024, MERS is aware of 8 separate and independent polls for the presidential race in the state of Michigan. Trump is leading outside the margin of error in 4 of them. Within the margin of error, he's leading by in 2 of them and only tied in Emerson College. Biden is only leading in 1, and that was conducted by the communist Target Insight, who was paid for by MERS News Service. The Trump lead is coming regardless of whether some or all the third-party independents are supporting Robert Kennedy when factored into the question. Kennedy got 6% in the Mitchell poll, 18% in the CNN poll, and only 5% in the Emerson poll. When factoring Kennedy into the mix, Trump still has a lead, anywhere from 2 to 6%. According to Steve Mitchell of Mitchell Research, one of the polling companies, the key for Biden is to lock down his base. And guess what? He's not there yet. Donald Trump is doing a much better job of solidifying his base. He's getting 90% of the Republican base to support him. The Never Trumpers that call themselves Republicans, only 2% are voting for Biden. Biden, on the other hand, is only getting 84% of his base. And more importantly, is faced with the embarrassing situation of giving away 12% of his vote to former President Trump. 12% of Democrats are voting for Trump. And no, this isn't independents. These are actual Democrats. Yeah. Yep. Now here's the other problem. When you factor Kennedy into the mix, more of those voters tend to go from Biden to Kennedy. Not Donald Trump voters, but Biden voters. So again, Kennedy could actually help Donald Trump win, based on these current polls. Now, the CNN poll confirmed something that Mitchell's poll also confirmed. Republicans, 87% of Republicans are extremely motivated to vote this year. Democrats, 78%. Independents, moderates, only 73%. Folks, if you look at those numbers alone, the Republicans are 14% more motivated to vote this year than the independents and the moderates, and almost 10% more than the Democrats. On the current polling data, on the issues themselves, Mitchell Research found that the border was still the biggest overall percent number one issue at 35%. Coming in second place, the economy at 24%. Foreign policy, 8%. Climate issues, 8%. Abortion, down to 7%. Crime is at 2%. 9% are other issues combined. And 3% are not even sure what the number one issue is for them. So out of 100 people that was polled, on average, 3 of the 100 don't even have an opinion as to what's the most important issue to them. How can you not have your number one issue? How can you honestly, when somebody asks you, what's your number one issue? What's your most concern about the direction of our country, of our state, of your county? And they have no idea. Well, that's one person that shouldn't even be voting, in my opinion. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this presidential polling data from Michigan. This is laser focused on our state only. Has nothing to do with national, overall, countrywide. This is focused three separate polls specific to Michigan only. Democrats said 20% regarding the economy. They don't even talk about the border as being an issue. It's not even on their radar. It is not their number one issue. 16% are concerned about foreign policy, climate, and other things. The border for them is down to 11%. Abortion, still an issue for some reason, is at 10. No clue, not sure, 4%. Crime was at 0. Not worried about crime in any way, shape, or form. Now, the independents, like the Republicans, the border is the number one issue. Republicans are at 58%. Independents are at 38%. When the Democrats don't even have the border listed as a priority. This is absolutely amazing to me. Now, one of the things that really keeps playing on the Democrat side as being a major concern at 23%, protecting democracy. Even Fox News has democracy 2024. How many times do we have to tell you people we do not have a democracy? There is no democracy to protect. So why do you keep using that phrase? Because they're trying to brainwash the American people into believing that we have a democracy. We do not have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. Do you know if we had a true democracy, do you know what your job would be? Do you know what my job would be? When we got up in the morning, we would have to drive to Lansing. All of us. And sit in committees and discuss bills that are being proposed and then vote on them. And whoever wins the majority of the vote, 50% plus one person, rules the day. You would not be working. I would not be at the radio station's microphone. You would not be doing your job right now. Others would not be doing their work. Other people would not be running their businesses. We would all be in Lansing getting ready to vote on bills. That's what a true democracy is, folks. We don't have that. We have a constitutional, based on a constitution, republic. It's a republican form of government where you have elected officials representing your best interest. They go and sit through the committee hearings, listen to the bills being proposed, and they vote for you. A representative government done by a constitution in the form of republican government. Constitutional republic. That's what we have. But yet they continue to use the phraseology democracy. We must protect democracy. Even the Communist College Emerson, in their poll, claims that the threat to democracy is 10%. Economy was their top issue in Michigan at 38, immigration at 11, threats to democracy 10, healthcare 10, housing affordability 9, education 7, and abortion access 8%. Mitchell found that roughly as many Democrats believe Trump is mentally unfit to serve as Republicans believe Biden is mentally unfit to serve. Among independents, 38% believe Biden is mentally unfit and Donald Trump is 42%. 4 points higher to be president, Donald Trump is unfit, according to the independents. Well, it's all about the economy, stupid. Thank you, James Carville, to Bill Clinton back in 1992. 56% of all the polling, on average, of the three, 56% of the people said they didn't feel they were better off today than they were 3 years ago. That they were not better off than they were when Joe Biden took office. Not better off. What does that equal? Joe Biden is a one-term president. That's a snapshot in time on three polls just for the state of Michigan. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating.